You want an update on the Red Zone ads?
I do. I thought you were going to say
what day is it,
hat washer. But okay, I'll settle for this.
I am not surprisingly getting a lot of information about how to wash hats. I've already taken my step.
Guess
I've bought the device to put in the dishwasher, so I'm going to take that out for a spin and see how that goes.
I will say I have had one of those. A long time ago, I had the little plastic. Yeah. But I don't remember using it in a dishwasher.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. So we'll see if it works.
You take out the rack then?
No, I think you just set it on, on the top rack where you would put like cups and glasses, I think.
Yes.
Is what I would.
Plastic containers.
Right, sure. Tupperware,
whatnot,
et cetera.
Things of that nature.
Developing, more on that developing situation when, your purchase is on the way. Hooray. Celebrate it Wednesday, the next Wednesday, I'm being told. Anyway.
Exciting news.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. Exciting news. I bought a gas cap key for the boat because this gas cap that has like two little divots in it, and you can't really turn it by hand. You need this key, and we lost the key. So, like, Jared had been using, like, a pair of pliers he had on the boat to get the boat cap. I ordered those. Same message. Like, congratulations on your purchase. The fun is just beginning. I'm like, it's a hunk of misshapen metal to get a gas cap off a boat. Oh, my God.
Anyway. There are so many things like that in life.
Anyway, this is courtesy of Richard Deitch of The Athletic. Update from the NFL. The plan on ads on Red Zone. Limited number of ads, of course, throughout the 7 hours of the show, double box ads, which means viewers will hear the audio of the ads, but the other box will still be showing Red Zone.
Like golf.
So, yeah. So it'll be like one of those deals, but you'll be hearing the audio of the ad. But still, that tempers it a little bit for me.
I said I hate it. I hate it on principle. I don't even like Red Zone. I don't like Red Zone in either direction. In one simple sense, it's too manic. I mean, I'm not watching a game. I'm watching a highlight show.
It stresses me out watching it. John Gale hates it when he's over watching Football Sundays. It's too much.
Plus, I mean, I don't know if I can get away with saying that because I'm on my laptop or phone or both anyway. And in that case, it's too late. I know if it's going to be a touchdown on Red Zone.
You're ahead of it.
I've already found out. Like, I'm ahead of it. Imagine on the radio how much far ahead of it you'd be. So in one direction, like, it just seems like we're all going insane that way. But on the other, like I said to you many times, I'm better at Red Zone than Red Zone.
Right.
Because I'm fast enough with the remote. If I see there's a touchdown in a game I'm not watching, I'll get there before Red Zone does. I'll flip to it and I won't miss it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't want to be doing that all day either.
You are in like a 1% category, I think, of people. Maybe 5. I'm never going to do that. I like the convenience of seeing everything that happens that way. I'm not following. I only have the one fantasy team. I'm barely paying any attention to that as it is.
And you just got it.
But it is the stress level. There's nothing should be stressful about it, but it just is. Sometimes the guy's talking and you can hear the announcers too, and like that audio is like that sort of stuff gives me stress. So I sort of grin and bear it sometimes. If I don't like a game, if the game is lousy or it's two teams I don't care about, I'll end up at Red Zone. But it is stressful, like watching it. I know that going in, that it's going to annoy me, but
I can't say that the guy, the host, Scott Hansen, doesn't do a good job, though. I mean, he's all over you.
Yep.
He's sweating at you, and he's coming at you. He's got, you know, big guys, because it's classic NFL personality guy. He's coming at you hard. 7 hours, you know, the witching, it's definitely on brand for the NFL, this guy. But he is good. Like, I feel like, who was the one other guy? Siciliano? He made constant mistakes. Like, nope, that's the 30. Nope, that's second down. Like, just nope, nope, nope.
Yep.
And it would frustrate me even more because, like, I'm sitting there going, you're wrong too often. This guy doesn't give me that.
Right.
You know I want it.
Right. You're ready to nitpick.
You know I want to hear those mistakes.
Right.
But he doesn't really make them.
Yeah, he is good at it. He does not aggravate me. It's more this the how quickly it's one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, and then when there's that dual audio, that sort of freaks me out. Yeah, so that's it. Like, but again, I will choose to watch it, even though I know it's going to aggravate me.
The other one quick thing about, that's funny. What a line. The other one quick thing about, like, being Red Zone at home and controlling it is you have to remember, or you could write it down and look, but I'm not going to do that. You have to remember which two channels are the games that are on locally and not go to those channels because they'll be blacked out on those Sunday ticket
right.
channels. You want, you know, to only go, you want 4 and 29 or whatever it is. Like, you got to remember
right.
which ones are blacked out, which two, right. one or two games are not going to be on that list. You know, but you do in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Or 10, maybe 10. You do remember. Then you have it. Week one. Oh.
What did I say earlier, since we were talking about all these different games? Locally, we get the New York teams at 1 o'clock, right? Giants and Washington, Jets and Steelers, and then at 4:25, we're getting Packers-Lions. So that's our day in advance of Bills-Ravens.
That'll be great.
If you're not watching Red Zone because it stresses you out.
That'll be great.
Yep.
I mean, I think there are a couple other interesting options where you could debate whether another game, I don't know, the Browns, though. There are a couple other games we liked a little more, maybe.
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh-Jets is interesting what happens there. It might be really boring, but it's an interesting game to find out about. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after the update here on WGR.